You can be right, or you could be happy. 27 emails later, that's the last thing I can say to them. You can be right, or you can be happy. And of course, they write back and say, you know, Mr. 20, you know, I can be both right and happy. Of course. You're making me wrong. That's what you do. Not you, but some people. I very rarely do quote-unquote couples coaching. I have done a lot of calls with people on how to manifest love, though. And I can tell you, the number one obstacle when it comes to manifesting love is this. You imagine them wrong. Again, as usual, you're right and they're wrong. So you've got a little love pack. I think it's $27. The core of it all comes down to you imagine them lovingly. There's a total of, I think, 5 steps in it, but that's the core of it. If you want to explore all of those, howtomanifestlove.com. Right? Nice and simple. Meanwhile, you've got a choice today. You can be right. Yeah, I'm right, Mr. 20. Or you can be happy. By the way, this goes not just into love relationships. This goes into doing what you love for money. Doing what you love while making great money. Doing what you love, period. There's this mental strategy called being right, and it comes from a state of feeling small. And when you feel small, you have to defend and attack. And this is what I love to explore, where people feel small and they don't realize how or why, or even that they do feel small. See, if I could give you homework right now, 2 minutes and 37 seconds into this episode, it would be this. Notice how big you actually feel. Don't lie. And don't fall for the lie that your stories tell you. Notice how big you actually feel in the moment. Whenever they come to mind. Whenever doing what you love while making great money comes to mind. Notice how big you feel. Don't listen to the stories. You're a big man, Mr. 20. Mm-hmm. Notice how you feel in the moment. Meanwhile, this just might be the shortest episode ever. I just made a cool little infographic about it. But you can be right, or you can be happy. You've got a choice to make. And here's a big key. By the way, let's do the Crest commercial. We did a live call recording earlier this year, and it's called the Look of Love Live Call Recording. Get that if you want to manifest love. We explore some really cool stuff there. The Look of Love, how to manifest a love that lasts. It's at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Meanwhile, there's one of two ways that you can imagine them. You see, I'm married. I'm happily married to a woman I moved around the earth to be with. I gave up everything. I came here with a suitcase, a carry-on, a laptop, some socks and underwear. If I had it to do over again, I would bring less socks and underwear and more books. Because some of the books I had, I wish I had them, because I don't really wear much in the way of underwears anymore. Mm-hmm. And someone's going to make me wrong for saying that. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. See, you've got a choice today. You can be happy, or you can be right. And I notice in probably about 80% of the calls that I do on those rent my brain calls that most people want to be right, who are stuck. And they'd argue with me, no, I don't want to be right. I want to be happy. Let me prove it to you. All right. And if they actually listen, not just to me, but if they listen to their beingness, they discover what they're really feeling. So if you got gold today, if you want to dive deeper, if you want to manifest love, the Look of Love live call recording, how to manifest a love that lasts, you can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a lovely day. Imagine up something lovely. Imagine being happy. Imagine them right. By the way, here's the biggie. Ready? I can imagine Victoria one out of two ways. I can imagine her wrong. You ever notice how many people, when they talk about their spouses, the people they love, they just make them wrong? So I can imagine her wrong, or I can imagine her happy. And guess which one gives to us both? Imagine up something lovely. Imagine somebody you know happy instead of wrong as we go into the sun. All right, dive deeper, soar higher. NevilleGoddardStore.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. My name is Mr. 2020. And if you like it, share it. Leave a comment. Let us know. I love feedbacks. See ya.